This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at cattle for Thursday, July 21. Well, cattle markets yesterday a bit on the disappointing side. We started out firm but struggled to hang on to those gains, with feeder cattle appearing to stall out at some previous swing highs. We ended up with an outside day lower in feeders and just getting into that gap from a couple days ago. Live cattle were mostly basically just an inside day, not a lot going on there, fairly quiet and stabilizing there. So maybe we're running out of gas up here. The market's had a pretty decent run, especially in feeders, could be due for a pullback, but we should find support at the gaps again from just a couple days ago. And I think from there we'll probably find some buying step up here. The question is, can you sustain some upside here when live cattle appear to be kind of stalling out? The weather is having a big impact on this. There's, you know, the cattle are suffering in the southern plains, just been relentless heat. They're not eating, they're not gaining weight. Feedlots are trying to move these animals out as fast as they can because they're just, really suffering. And so, you know, we're seeing slaughter rates continue at a pretty steady pace, but these animals are going to start coming in at some lighter weights. That is helping to support the live cattle futures and in turn supporting feeder cattle. Corn prices have not been able to get anything going to the upside. Looks like the weather is moderating a bit for the Midwest, so that will be helpful for production in the key parts of the growing region. So that too is helping to support the feeder cattle. And yet, you know, we had an outside day lower yesterday. It wasn't a huge sweeping outside day lower coming off of, you know, a major spike high or anything like that, but it is a market that has been on a pretty decent run. We seem to be stalling at the highs from last week. My guess is you'll probably come back down and try to fill those gaps. And then what do you get from there? We're going to have some important reports out on Friday. Cattle on feed report. We're looking for total on feed to be equal to last year, placements to be down about 5%, marketings to be up about 2%. I would believe the marketings. Again, with this kind of heat, they're going to try to get these animals moved out so they don't die on them. And the placements, that's a number that, you know, from a pure number standpoint, yeah, our herd size is lower, the calf crop is lower, so yeah, placements would be lower. But with the heat in the plains, it's likely that you're moving a lot of animals off of grass. And so that's going to be a very important number. And it could continue to keep record numbers on feed for the next few months or for yet another month, as we've seen here over the last several months. So that's, I think, the critical number. And marketings might be higher than expected too, simply because of the heat. But from the slaughter rates that we've been seeing, they've been on a pretty steady pace. So that number is probably going to be fairly close. I think the bottom line is that, you know, the weather has stressed so much of the country, and even in the northern plains where we started out just looking fantastic, it's going to take a hit here over these next few weeks, and has been very hot. So it, you know, herd expansion, if it happens at all this fall, will be slow to get going. So I think that, you know, the numbers that we're going to see on Friday with the cattle on feed, with the inventory, the cold storage, it's obviously the market's going to be very interested in what we see as far as heifer retention and cow slaughter. We know cow slaughter's been on a rapid pace this year, so we're going to see another significant reduction in the beef cow herd again this year. So it points to a longer-term bullish market. The question is, when and how do you make that turn? I do think we're in the process of making that turn and probably have already established the longer term low. But getting the momentum shifted to the upside still is going to take some time. We still need to get a better idea of what the corn crop is. The month of August and all this heat around and the heat in Europe, there's going to be a huge demand from Europe to import corn. So that is ultimately going to, I think, support the corn space and could keep could tamp down bullish enthusiasm for feeder cattle, basically. So all these things are still playing out But it's serious. The weather is serious, and we're doing some serious damage to European corn and feed supplies. That's going to pull supplies away from South America up into Europe. It's just going to help support the corn market, I think, longer term. In the cash trade, we are getting rolling. We are down a bit. On the Fed trade, Nebraska is trading down about 1 to 3 at 139 to 142. Texas is down 1 from last week. So we're seeing the South not be quite as weak as the North anymore. But nationwide, the average so far is down about 5 on the Fed trade at 137. The dress trade is down 1 at 228. Box beef values were both lower yesterday. Choice down 204 at 271. Select down 148 to 242. The spread lost 56 cents at 28.28. Movement was 119 loads. Slaughter rate at 374,000 head. That was down 3,000 from last week, and it's up 23,000 from last year. The feeder cattle index was down 8 at 172.42. So I think slaughter rates slowing down a little bit, interestingly. You know, maybe we'll catch up there, we'll see, but we were on just a steady pace until yesterday, where we dropped a bit from last week. So again, we'll see how that plays out. Maybe they're concerned about shipping cattle in this kind of heat, but either way, it's stressful for them, and I think weights are going to start to come down, and beef production will take a temporary drop here over these next couple weeks. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.